I had a guy come up to me and he says, I want you to help me publish a book, edit it, upload it to the YouTubes, or not the YouTubes, the Amazons, the KDPs, because I don't know what I'm doing. And a friend that we have in common highly recommended you. And I said unto him, Cappy said unto him, I'm really busy. I don't really do publishing. I mean, I know how to do it. I got the know-how, but it's going to cost you this much. And to be perfectly honest, you can find somebody else who could do a lot cheaper, though you might have to do a little bit of research. He says, nope. You came highly recommended by our friend that we have in common, who is a beautiful woman, an Egyptologist, of course. Says, I want you. I'm like, all right, well, here's my price. So I quote him a price. Stupid Cappy. It's going to be this. Going to be this, going to be this, going to be this. Here's your price. And the process went pretty darn good, actually. It went pretty darn good. I went through content. Like, I changed that around, but you know, and I'm very hands off because I don't believe in interrupting the artist. Like, no, that's your. I don't want to crap on your painting. Okay, you had a vision, you had an idea. Keep it pure. Keep it. That's what people want to see. The human mind will appreciate that. But this didn't make sense, or there was a contradiction here, like literal critical things. Then I sent it off to my editor. All right, look for typos and things, like, you know, wrong words, typos, genuine typos and all that. And if you, any of you have read my books, you know, like, yeah, there's some typos there, your, whatever. But the whole point of being an author, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, is to convey ideas or entertainment in the case of fiction. And is it it's with an apostrophe or it's without the apostrophe? The not even average consumer, but the intellectual consumer is not going to sweat it. Is it double space, single space? Did this go up to here? Did that go up to there? Is it a hyphen? Is it a dash? Doesn't matter. Now, this guy, and I'm going to promote it later, wrote hands down. The best. I'm not saying that facetious. I mean, literally, it is the best piece of fiction I have ever read. Now, in intellectual honesty, I haven't read a lot of books and I hate reading. Okay. So out of the roughly score of books, maybe fiction that I've read, this is by far, to be honest, also to be honest, the best one. I was like, this is, I got from and I didn't notice typos or mistakes. And the book was written for men. It's a man action, James Bondy, Jason Bourne type of book. And so I didn't really pick up on it, but no guy ever does. This is why I have females exclusively be my editors looking for mistakes and typos, because women love to find things that are wrong. They love to find where you screwed up. They're like, oh, okay, I'll change that. I'll change this. I'll change that. But in terms of content, in terms of what I read, the most amazing book ever. Great author. Great writer. Great author. Author. Not English major. Author. So I'm like, all right, take you under my wing. Boop-de-doop, boop-de-deep, boop-de-doop. Publish. I want to add a poem. Which, if you don't know, if you never self-publish a book, when you add something, especially a poem, which is going to go up at the front, it's going to shift everything down, which means now you have to realign everything to make sure chapters start at the top of a page. And then you got to redo your table of contents. All right, grant you that. Fine. Because he paid me extra money. Well, we're fair now. Then he sent it to a proofreader. And I don't know for a fact, but I'm going to guess. Well, I do know it's got to be a middle-aged woman because he said it was female, middle-aged woman. He sent it to a middle-aged woman who no doubt has her English degree. And I'm not kidding. It was like a flashback to Vietnam because all of a sudden he sent me a book and she had put little notes, little sticky notes all about the problems and the things and stuff. Now, there was over 60 corrections. Now, keep in mind, he probably paid this woman money. We've delayed it again because F progress, we need perfection, right, girls? So out of the 60 mistakes in this book that she found, there are only two real mistakes. One was a misspelled word, and the other was something else. I couldn't remember it. The rest of it was what worthless, degenerate, completely irrelevant people to the human race would pick out and like nitpick. Not kidding. This should be a dash. And not a hyphen. Oh, I can't remember. This should be a hyphen and not a dash. There's an extra space here. This should really be a semicolon and not a comma. That was out of the 60, I don't know, maybe 70, but he said, oh, 60 changes. Out of the 60 changes, 58 were worthless effing BS. Now, here is a brilliant mind. With a brilliant, cannot sing the praises of the story enough story. Got it. And I consumed it and read, like, whoa, holy cow, this is great. And then he goes to a middle-aged female English major. Hell is filled with those women. And so he says, I found 60 mistakes, or my proofreader did. This is going to be the third or fourth time I get to upload this book. I'm like, okay, so send me the mistakes. And I go through it. And I was honest with him. I said, look, number one, your audience is male, which means we focus on more important things, which means that's why we make more money. We're not trying to find people's mistakes. We're not trying to find flaws. What is the M or F and point of the God bleeping, bleep it, F and bleeping, bleep point of the story? I enjoyed it. I didn't see no typos. Why? Because it's a page turner. Oh, God, what happens to this guy next? There versus there, that is for, and I want the woman who is listening who did this, I want you to hear me very, very effing clearly for truly inferior, irrelevant, worthless minds. You irrelevant, worthless English majoring Fs who have no value to offer society. You're too lazy to create anything of value. All you English majors just major in it for criticism, but never produce. All you English teachers, all you English professors, you never write a book. You never produce anything because that actually takes talent, creativity, and innovation. And you got bupkis in your fuel tank. Oh. But how lazy and irrelevant and completely worthless is it for you? I studied this set of rules, and that's all English is, or any language. Here's a set of rules. You violated that rule. You violated that rule. And what it's akin to, and I really wish all you women, because that's all who you are, there might be a guy or two. All you female English majors, I need you to understand this because this is who you are. This would be like the American population putting forth their best scientists and engineers and the ones we pilfered from Germany to create the Saturn V rocket. And if you don't know what that is, that's all right. You're an English major. Why would you study anything important? It's that nitpicking, and that's all your degree really is in. You got the Saturn V rocket. And if I recall correctly, it said United States Air Force, USAF. And your average English major today would go and, well, let's say all the engineers, all the nerds, all the squares with the thick rim 60s glasses. We got Oppenheimer there. Not Oppenheimer. Wernher von Braun. We pilfered him. And we create the Saturn V rocket. This rocket is going to get us to the moon. And it did. And somebody painted USFA. Not United States AF, Air Force. United States FA, Force Air. You worthless vermin. You completely parasitic pieces of worthless filth will come in and criticize. You know, that says the United States Force Air and not the United States Air Force. Ah! That's how worthless you are. That's how worthless all you English majors are. Now, if you were in France, or if you were in Croatia or China or a country where English is not the normal spoken primary language, then being an English major makes sense. But for all of you in the English-speaking world who are English majors, please go away. And by go away, I mean so nobody sees you. Because what's your value? And that's the economic efficiency loss of the day. Because now I don't know what he paid this worthless person, the effing money, to have their, literally, you want to know what the, that's a hyphen. It should be a dash. I don't know the difference, lady. There's an extra space here. This should be a semicolon, not a comma. Wow. What would the world do without people like you? Now, I had to deal with this crap back in the effing 80s with you worthless, degenerate pieces of crap English majors who are nothing but Nazi tyrants in my mind. Because and you're like, oh, look how good I am. Look how good I am. He violated a dangling participle. And here I am, 46 years old, and you worthless pieces of scum are getting back into my face. F off. And here's the great thing. You're not teachers. You're not a position of authority. I convinced the author. I'm like, yeah, here's what's going to happen. This is going to cost you a lot more money for make me literally. I'm not kidding. Here's how stupid it was. Here's how stupid. Let me show you how stupid. Hyphen versus dash. That's pretty. Here's another level of stupidity for all you English majors. She literally crossed out like he would spell 15. She crossed it out, put 15. Or it would say 40, like the number 40. She would cross it. I'll put spell out 40. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. He is telling a story. He is launching the Saturn V rocket. And we got you worthless effing bints. What's it like? Tell me. Tell me in the comments section below. Send me an email. What's it like being a worthless effing person? And not only worthless, but you're a negative net value because I have to waste my time going through these stupid corrections that are ultimately irrelevant. What? How much money? He could have taken that money. Hey, lady, ba-da-da, 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 if you're even intelligent enough who the Beastie Boys are. What do you think about the fact that this guy, whatever he paid the effing money for, could have gone to some poor kid who could have actually ate food or gone to college or afforded some kind of health care? What's that like? You are not only an economic efficiency loss, you are a cost. And then when we play this out, Like, I'm 46. I don't need to go back to Vietnam. I don't need to hear this fourth grade teacher. Let's talk about the fourth grade. What are we spending on worthless English teachers? I'd imagine by the fifth grade, they got it down, right? They know how to read. They know how to text. They know how to type. They know how to speak. They don't need you anymore. Go the F away. And if you wanted to like, but they need to learn how to communicate. Yeah. Well, you know what? Here, I'll give you an idea. I don't know if she's alive anymore. Back in college, we had a gal that used to write for the Wall Street Journal. Gal, she was a professor. Legitimate professor in literature or writing or whatever. And she's like, that doesn't make sense. But improve this, improve that. Then go to a writing camp. But we don't need you English majors anymore. You English majors can go away. Because you never majored in English to do anything as noble as write a book or produce something of value. You're just a lazy, worthless piece of crap that wants to go and critique people who are greater than you. And it doesn't take that much to be greater than you. All it takes is some. I looked up, I'm not joking. I looked up all my English teachers in the past. You know what they did? Most of them died. That's it. Most of them are dead. Even the creative one who is all zany and all the kids love him because he's a piece of crap. He died. He didn't write anything good. Nothing got published. All my English teachers amounted to nothing. And that's all English majors ever amount to is nothing, because what kind of effort are they putting into their lives and their career and their passion? Nothing. This is why if you read any one of my books, there's typos in them. I don't care. You know why? Because the ideas are more important. And if you're writing fiction, the story and the lessons that story implies is more important. And that requires intelligence and thought. And above all else, I would say more than intelligence and thought is experience and hardship. So you get these observations about society that you can actually make a story that's interesting. And you English majors don't have that power, that intellect, or intellectual strength. You are weak, pathetic, inferior people who just want to study something that you're already fluent in. And it's no shock to me that none of my English teachers ever wrote an effing book or ever wrote a play. Maybe they did, but it was such crap, it never got published. And so I just want to point out to that particular lady who wasted my time, my money, my client's time, my client's money, and deprived everybody a month of being able to read this book. I want to point out what a negative net value, what an economic efficiency loss you are. And to never do it again. Never do it again. Go do something worthwhile. I don't know. Raise your kids. Satiate your husband. But never, ever come into a real man or real woman's world and nitpick hyphens versus dashes. Don't you dare nitpick there versus there, your versus your, or commas versus semicolons. Because if that's your life, you ain't got one. And you might want to think about something else. An alternative profession? Maybe non-existence. But I'm never dealing with English majors ever again. You legitimately inferior pieces of crap, shut the F up. And don't you dare talk to us superior humans who work real jobs and produce real stuff. Don't you dare criticize us. That's a run-on sentence. That's a dangling participle. Because that's what fucking nobodies say. That's what people who can't do and can only teach. Super chats. Professor Paul's lab. New guy, $10. As AI, as technology, AI and machine learning linearly accelerates the quality and integrity of people, it's inversely proportional to that exp- expect people to indefinitely get worse. Right. That's true. You're not wrong. Idiocracy, the technology helped those people. That it? That all we got? All right, there we go. Questions, answers. Yeah. English majors are broke. I know. I know. It's so sick. I have a hard time figuring out who the worst majors are. Like political science, I think has to be the worst one. Because like I'm 18 and I think I know how to run the world. Everybody vote me. So those are your dictators and tyrants. Those are your Mao Zedongs and your murderers and genocidal maniacs. Then you got journalism majors. Like, I'll tell people what to think because I'm 17 years old and I know so much better. It's like, is your idea other people's money? Yes. Like, okay, so you're pretty worthless. But English majors, that's like, I live in an English-speaking world and I like to read books. Well, there's the library. Knock yourself out and get the F out of our way. Swallow blue, $2. Grammar matters. It does. It does, Swallow. It does. All right. I'm not saying you mail in a crap product. All right. I'm not saying you shouldn't point out their versus their, your versus your. All right. But when it gets to the point that you are so anal retentive that it sacrifices production and value and enjoyment. Like, I've been waiting for this book to come out for 3 months. All right. But we keep making changes. ooh, dangly part. Ooh, there, you're. I'm like, do you want this to get launched or not? Do you want people to enjoy this work or not? It is literally like creating a sundae, Swallow, with ice cream. Okay, so you start with your base of ice cream, right? And what you should do then is put on the chocolate or butterscotch or maybe even strawberry or raspberry sauce, whatever type of motif you're going for. And then after you put on the sauce, then you put on the sprinkles. And they should be colored sprinkles, not just regular black sprinkles, because everybody loves colored sprinkles better. So you put them on. And how do you put on sprinkles? You dash it around. English majors are the ones that anally organize the sprinkles. Like, oh, that's not right. And they will dip their fingers in the gooey chocolate, raspberry, strawberry, butterscotch, and try to organize the sprinkles. And they lose the overall value, the overall intent of having a good raspberry, chocolate, butterscotch sundae. And the maestro comes in. Ice cream. Boom! Pop, pop, pop. 3 scoops of ice cream. All right, get a little bit of sauce on here, a little bit of sprinkles. You sprinkle it around. You get a whipped cream, strawberries, maybe a little bit of chocolate more on top. Bam, there you go. And only the truly inferior humans, like, that's not geometric. The sprinkles are not organized the right way. That's every English major ever. And they cannot appreciate the fact there's a brilliantly compiled sundae with a cherry, probably geometrically on top, just with the guy eyeballing it. So grammar does matter. I got that. You don't want to have the wrong way. I get very upset when I just get a blank of text. No one organized their thoughts when I get a request. But no, I don't care. After a while, it's like, this should be a finalized. Could we, hey, let's all go look at the Mona Lisa. Could we find a flaw with Mona Lisa? Probably. Could we find a flaw with David's Michelangelo? Probably. Penises don't look that way. Or can we just take it in and enjoy it? And that's where I hate English majors or English professionals, because they just can't let us creative, talented, good people go and do our job. They got to get in and nitpick. Why? Because they're worthless and they ain't got no talent. It gives them value to find flaws and people that are just better than them. And that's what it is. Boop-a-doop-a-doop, boop-a-doop-a-doop. That's it. See you guys later. Toodles.